tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, AfterBuzz TV,
the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, hit it. Yes. This is the most upbeat theme song I've ever had. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first after show. Ooh, I like it. It's like spicy at the beginning. Welcome to the first after show for TBS's brand new show, Clipped, right here on AfterBuzz TV. I am Cameron Lewis at The Only Camshaft on Twitter and Instagram. Sitting to my left is...
I'm Jordana Morphin, and you can follow me at Jordana underscore Morphin.
All right.
Are you excited for
this? I'm so excited. I'm really excited to talk about this show. And let me remind everybody at the top here really quickly before we get into it to fill out a quick survey we have at podcastone.com. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think of the shows, how you listen to them, what ones you listen to, how much you love. I know this show is going to be on the list of ones that we love. You could do that by going to podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. It just takes a few minutes and it's a great help to us. Jordana. So, first initial thoughts about Clipped.
I really enjoyed this. I thought it was really funny, but it was kind of like, not a lot happened. You know, it was kind of just a good show, a good first premiere.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I agree, because here's the thing. I do, at AfterBuzz, I do Sense8 for Netflix.
Right.
During the regular television season, I do Shark Tank. I did Stalker on CBS. And these are like shows that are full of a lot of things happening. Sense8 is a show where there's like 12 characters, but they're all like, you know, getting in each other's brains.
Intense.
And stuff. Right. And so Clipped, I knew everybody's name in the first episode.
Yeah, I like that. And we know everyone who's probably going to be on the show like the whole season. So
yeah, I'm really excited about that. I kind of liked the comedy seemed pretty on par.
Yeah, it was good. Also, I got this vibe. I know it's like present time, but it kind of gave me like the 70s show, kind of like an older vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that's how I felt.
No, I feel that. I'm not a person who typically likes watching like the sitcoms on network television. I don't really know why. There seems to be, I don't know, the humor seems to be very predictable. And because they're on network TV, it seems like there's some constraint on them. But TBS, it's not so cable where it's like, okay, we're going to curse every 5 seconds. It's going to get out of control. But it's a nice little balance, I think.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's really, I mean, I started laughing like right from the beginning when we saw the sisters, the Doyle sisters came out. All of them looked exactly the same. I loved that.
I really liked that.
It was
what a strong scene. The Doyle sisters talking about their haircuts, talking about the, oh my God.
They all look exactly the same.
It's great.
And they all start flirting with AJ.
Ooh, AJ.
So let's talk about AJ.
AJ is like exactly, he's like American. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like he's the American guy. His father owned a business, and he's the guy, you know, I don't really want to get in the family business. Dream baseball, America.
I was confused, though. Are they, well, they all knew each other from high school. Is this?
Yeah, come to find out. Yeah.
They were talking about how they all went to high school together, but are they, like, past college now? Or are they just?
I think they're past college.
Okay.
But maybe not.
I can't tell yet.
I think, you know, now that you say that, I kind of, because they talk about prom a lot in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, we're both out of college. I feel like out of college, you don't talk about prom that
anymore.
Much.
Yeah. So that's, and when, I think her name, Charmaine.
She
was like giving that little boy his haircut.
Yeah.
And he even said, oh, you guys are so young. How can one of you own a barbershop already?
But when she's talking to Danny, or when AJ's talking to Danny later in the episode, she's drinking a beer. They talk about getting a beer. So they're definitely...
I think they're still living in the past.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. We're digging at the truth here. We're digging it up. So AJ, why don't we talk about what happened with AJ in the episode? So, just to give you a little backstory on it, if you guys weren't paying very close attention, but we know you were, Ben, the bar owner or the barbershop owner comes in and says, hey, you know, we have to let somebody go.
Right.
Because the benefits, Blue Cross, he says.
Yeah. Something about, what was it? Oh, yeah, the insurance.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
Pay, or he didn't want to pay for it, so they had to let some, or they have to fire someone.
Right. And so they're saying, we have to get rid of somebody. And AJ kind of, we find out later on, says, hey, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal because I have something kind of cooking.
Right. And then when he kind of makes it seem like a secret and doesn't want to tell anybody, but he wants to tell Danny. And I feel like there's something going on with those two.
Yeah. Right? Let's dive into that a little bit. So, AJ and Danny,
they used to
they hooked up at prom.
High school. Or yeah,
they
prom.
Hooked up at prom.
Prom.
But
now you can tell that they like each other. Or there's a little romance that's like undercover. They're kind of awkward about it, right?
They're a little bit. It's kind of funny because if they hooked up at prom, why don't they just date right now?
Exactly.
Is it because they're in an awkward situation with their friends?
Yeah, that's what it seems. They're, like, awkward with each other.
I don't know. They work in the same place. Maybe it's because they work in the same place. Because, I mean, you know how it is. With workplace romances, you don't want to get, you know.
Into it.
Yeah. Maybe it is Ashley, or Danny, by the way, played by Ashley Tisdale, who I'm a big fan of.
I love her. She's great. I've watched her since beginning of time.
I'm so happy that she landed on the show. And I mean, what are you a fan of her from? As a High School Musical?
Yes, High School Musical back in the day.
Yeah.
And I loved her then, and we hadn't seen her in a while, and now she's back. So I'm excited that she's on this. I think she's going to do really well. She's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, you know what I like about it is that she is playing a character that seems like a real person now.
Yeah. She's like down to earth.
Right.
But they still give her that, like, oh, I'm really pretty. Did you
see that? No, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. but she doesn't play like this out of this world, kind of like kooky, because that's what she does. That's what she has in the past. Mm. I mean, was she on a series on Disney, too? I forget now. I think it was just a High School Musical.
It was just musical.
So, I don't know. I'm happy to see her in this. I'm a big fan of hers. I'm happy to see her land a role where she plays. And she's funny.
Yeah, she's
cool. She's funny in, like, a very subtle way, which, again, it's nice to see her funny in a subtle way versus this big, loud personality. But we definitely see a lot going on with her character Danny and AJ in the show.
So AJ.
AJ.
I just feel so bad for him, even though he wants to play baseball, and he tells Danny, or does he tell everyone at the same time? I don't remember.
He tells Danny first in the apartment. Yeah, he goes over to Danny's place.
Right. And then did she tell everyone else?
Yeah, she tells everybody else later on.
Right. And that's when things get bad, because Ben comes in and is like, you're not going to play professional baseball. Like, you're going to be a barber for the rest of your life. It's your brother. Remember?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. So that was a whole thing, because AJ essentially says, hey, you know what, guys? We don't have to worry about choosing somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't need to choose somebody. Nobody needs to quit.
Right.
I'm going to get hired by this baseball league. This guy's going to come in. It's a done deal, practically. Right. I've made it. And it totally seemed like he was being legitimate. Like, he wasn't just being the guy who he was later on in the episode, but even then, I think his intentions were genuine.
You could tell, I thought it was going to happen at that point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's cool. It's going
to
happen.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, he's not doing this to save face and, you know, seem like a cool person or something.
Right.
He definitely kind of wanted to take the bullet for people. But yeah, I feel bad for the dude. His brother got drafted.
Yeah, and that's when he goes to Danny's, and he's like, oh, yeah, I got hired. I'm going to play for Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
And then he rubs his nose.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. I really like that, too.
I like that because I relate to it. And I had a friend that anytime he lied, he would flare his nostrils. So those little characteristics, I like when shows include stuff like that.
Yeah. And so
it's a fun thing.
Danny, that's how Danny realizes that he's lying. And it just gets really awkward. I felt like that part was just really awkward because at first she was like, oh my God, you're leaving. And you could tell she was like, what about what's going to happen between us?
Yeah.
But she doesn't say that. And then she realizes that it's all a lie and that he's not going to leave.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. And maybe this is something we say for predictions, but we can mention it again for predictions if it is something. Do you think if AJ were to get an offer, if this was true, if he actually got the offer, do you think he would take it? Or would it be a situation where he goes, you know what? Baseball is cool. I love baseball, but these are my friends. This is my family.
This is my job.
This is the girl I potentially love. Mm-hmm. Do like what?
I don't know. Maybe he would go and then realize it later and come back.
To, I wonder if like, we'll see back. That.
Well, I don't know because we know he's not gonna go. He's not gonna go.
I know for now though. Yeah, he's not gonna go for now. True. I wonder if we'll see it later on that he does go.
Mm. I don't know. That's a little.
But I mean, let's be honest. If you're gonna leave to join a baseball team, I hope it's better than Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Like, am I right, Steven? Engineer Steven. Oh man. So anyways, AJ and Danny, they're in love. They're going to be together. We all know it.
One day.
Maybe they won't. Maybe Ben and Danny. I don't know. We'll get into that in a second. The biggest thing happening in this that affects generally everybody in the episode, though, is that the owner, Ben, is coming in and saying, hey, got to close it down. Like we said, Blue Cross came in, the medical stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that's kind of a funny thing that they have to kind of decide amongst themselves.
Who's gonna get fired? Right, and then, Mo, right? Is that the other guy? That's
Ben's friend.
Ben's friend, the only one who likes him. He like tells him.
Yeah.
He kind of tries to back him up, and then he's like, you know, I don't know. He's like, you guys have to decide amongst yourselves. But he's obviously not gonna fire Mo because that's his like best friend.
Yeah. How would that be for an episode ender? Like, hey, best friend, you canned, and then that's it.
But then. What I really enjoyed was Ben telling Mo that he's like, well, I don't care about them. They didn't pay attention to me in middle school, in high school. Danny didn't dance with me in high school. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of like a revenge.
But you know what? Like some people watching this show, and I'm being totally serious, might think that that's like, that doesn't happen in real life, but it does. Happens.
Yeah, it does. They like, feel like resentment, anger towards someone.
Oh, man.
And that's what he feels.
I know, like, friends that I grew up with, I'll go back home into the Midwest, and there are a lot of people work together, and this is a true life thing where they reminisce about, all they talk about.
The past.
Is, like, grade school and high school and all these things. And people do hold the resentment of, she didn't dance with me at prom, so why would I?
AJ didn't play, what did he say, he didn't play ball with me?
I love that during that part, Mo's like,
you didn't dance with. You didn't dance with me
at prom. What the hell?
Right.
But yeah, I like that little element because it's like, hey, this does happen way more than people think it does. But Mo, I love Mo.
Yeah, he's cool. I think he's in love with Joy, right? But
yes.
She's married.
I don't know. She's either married or engaged, but.
He's so awkward and cute with her. Like, did you see that?
I know.
Just like a little kid, like the first time flirting with someone.
I love it.
He's cool. I like him.
You know, this is another thing, too. This is kind of a general show thing that I'm thinking of now, but there's not a lot of sitcoms that are like of this age group.
Mm-hmm.
We have the kids' shows. We have the shows like that. We do have a couple ABC Family sitcoms in that general region, but this is, I like the show because we can relate to it, Jordana.
Yeah, it's really relatable.
Like, I know one of my friends is a barber. I'm hoping that he'll come on and talk to me about his long-lost love of baseball and getting drafted by Tampa Bay.
The only one on that show is Buzzy? I'm surprised he's still there after he sold it. Still there. He's great.
We'll get into Buzzy in a second, but I have this is like my favorite part of this show is Buzzy, and I'll get into that in a second. But so Mo tells Ben, he's like a real true life moment of hey, you know, let it go.
Yeah,
like
get over it.
These are your friends too, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever, get over it. And then they go to the end of the episode, and they're in there. And he goes, okay, who's it going to be?
And then he starts naming, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Danny and AJ, they're too pretty. They can't leave this place. And what else did he say? Buzzy is like...
My favorite one was... Yeah, Buzzy, who I think sold him the bar. I'm pretty sure he used to be the old owner. Buzzy owned the bar, and when I sold it to him, part of his contract was, oh, you'd have a job here, blah, blah, blah. My favorite one was when he talks about Joy, though, because he says...
Oh, Joy and Mo.
Yeah, if he fires... I almost said if he kills Joy.
If he fires...
Whoa! That would be a different show.
Joy...
Yeah.
Mo's going to cry for, like, the rest of his life.
That's pretty much like, what he's like, nah, I want, just relax, Mo. I'm not telling anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's funny.
And then he goes to Charmaine.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I can't fire you. And then he says, at the end, he says, I'm going to fire AJ. And then AJ's like, no, I quit. Both of them at the same time.
Yeah. It was perfect timing.
It was perfect timing.
And, oh, man, AJ, though, I want to play baseball. AJ's making me want to play baseball professionally. I think I'm going to leave right now and go
play baseball.
Yeah, I do want to talk about these characters a little bit, and I have a few things. But let me remind everybody to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. You have the iTunes podcast app on your phone. It'll just automatically appear out of nowhere. Every week we do the show. It'll just pop up for your listening pleasure. Check us out on YouTube. Comment there, AfterBuzzTV.com, and use the hashtag ABTVClipped. That is the show right here. Follow us on Twitter, by the way, as well, at AfterBuzzTV. Tons of shows. So, let's talk about the characters a little bit. I think we touched, for the most part, what happens in the entire episode. Yeah. There's a lot with AJ, there's a lot with Danny. Let's run through the characters really quick. We talk about AJ.
Right.
Who do you think AJ is going to be in this show? Are we going to see him want to leave the barbershop in every episode? Or has he, now in the pilot... Except that he's going to be here for a while.
I don't think he's going to accept it yet, because at the end of the episode, we see him sitting down with his mitt and the baseball. And
kind of randomly, like, right? to the song, what's the name of this?
I didn't even notice the song.
Wake Me Up by Avicii.
Oh, Avicii, you're right.
It just started playing. That was kind of a random, they're like, where's AJ?
And he's just, like, sitting there.
Yeah, they show, like, thinking. A pulling out from the thing. He's like, no, wake me up, man, like, tossing the baseball. And it's like, what is he?
He's what pondering happened? On the fact that he did it.
I often ponder while listening to Avicii myself, so I get it.
So I think maybe he's not over it yet.
Yeah.
Maybe for a little while he's going to, you know, feel sad about the whole situation. But he can't leave the barber shop. I think that's just where all his friends are. He's, like you said before, he's in love with Danny.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ready to leave all that behind.
Yeah, I don't know that he is either. I mean, he has a connection. I'm interested to see what we find out more about his dad, because apparently his dad was a barber.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that is a good relationship they had, or if there's some resentment there because he was a barber, or maybe neither, maybe somewhere in between. Was his grandfather a baseball player? I don't know.
Well, his brother is a really good baseball player, apparently. Yeah. So we'll see where that takes.
I'm hoping that AJ's brother comes on the show, and it is actually a baseball player that they get to make a cameo.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean,
Mike Trout. Here's looking at you. We have Mo.
Mo. I like him a lot. He's just so... I feel like he's so friendly, and at the end, too, he's like, well, I'm going to... Remember when everyone's like, well, I quit. I was like, well, I quit, too.
Yeah.
And Ben's like, why would you ever do that to me? And he's like, well, they're my friends too.
Yeah.
It just touched my heart.
Oh, yeah. Mo.
Yeah. I feel like he's just kind of a good friend to everyone at that place.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think he's kind of the glue. And I think he's going to continue to be kind of the extremely nerdy voice of reason.
Yeah.
Which I like. And just really funny. And we're going to see him bawl at some point, because he kept talking about crying during the episode.
And he keeps saying it, right?
All what does
he
the time.
Say? He's like,
don't cry. Don't cry. And he's like listening to Avicii. He's like, don't cry. Wake me up. Who else we have? We have Joy. Joy is adorable.
Yeah, but she's kind of just, right now, she's just there, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't really do much. She's just kind of sitting there.
She's the comfortable. She's engaged. She's religious. She's Joy.
Yeah, she's Joy. She's Catholic, apparently, right?
Purposefully named Joy, too, I think, for that reason. But I'm excited to see her played by Lauren Lapkus. Mm-hmm. I'm curious if we'll get to meet her fiance or her husband or whichever it is. And if Mo and him will have like a fight. Or
maybe there's
going to
be like a relationship there with Mo.
I think it's possible.
I don't know. It could happen.
What if the script got flipped and it was like Mo and Danny end up together, AJ and Joy. Whoa!
Charmaine and Ben.
We, of course, have Ben. Ben, barbershop owner.
Right.
Thick accent.
I don't know. I don't
clearly
like him.
Trying to prove something. Yeah. He's both saying he wasn't paid attention to in grade school. He maybe was bullied. He maybe was neglected.
Everyone
and he's also like shorter than most of the
everyone.
People.
Yeah.
So he has a lot to prove. I'm curious to find out how he bought the bar from Buzzy.
Yeah,
Or the barber. I keep saying bar, but barber
shop.
I don't know. Ben, you like Ben?
I don't like him. Well, yeah. I don't like him maybe now at the end, because at the end of the episode, we see him like with Danny, you know, they're kind of hanging out. Maybe he's going to like turn nicer. I don't know. I think he thinks he's cooler than everyone else, you know?
Yeah.
He's an owner. I'm going to like, you get this weird personality.
I think he's definitely going to be that guy in the show that is like the hammer, right. But oftentimes
and he's always in his office. He doesn't even come out unless he has something bad to say.
What is he doing in his office? Will we find out?
Do we want to know?
I hope not.
I don't want to know.
I don't know. Maybe. What if he's drafting fantasy baseball?
I doubt that.
And AJ walks in. Awkward. That's the most awkward situation I can think of. We also have Charmaine. I love Charmaine.
Holy crap. She's so funny.
Charmaine. Diona Reasonover. Awesome name.
She's cool. She's
awesome person.
She's funny.
But she doesn't even
try to be funny. She's kind of like dry humor.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's what it is, too. In the show, the lines didn't seem very sitcom-y to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there wasn't, it was just, like, the normal kind of subtle delivery, real people
right.
in a place. I mean, obviously, we're going to get some ridiculous stuff that's happening. I don't think that in every barber shop there is all of these characters. But, I don't know. I love the subtlety of it. And Charmaine is awesome.
She's cool. She's funny. I like her relationship with Buzzy.
It's
I feel
so
like they're
good.
Really cool. They're, like, really good friends, it seems like, right?
It's so good.
Yeah.
We also have Danny again. We talked about Ashley Tisdale playing Danny. We're so happy Ashley's in the show. Danny, I think she's going to be a fun character for us, I think.
I like her. She's definitely going to be in love with AJ.
I know that for a fact. Her and the Doyle sisters are going to be all AJ all the time.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about the Doyle sisters loving.
I hope the Doyle sisters are in every episode.
I think they. I feel like they live upstairs.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
They're all like screaming 100% of the time, talking over one another, making the jokes.
They look the same too.
Same hair. I love when they pulled it back at the beginning. She's like, oh my God, you look so
much
good.
Better.
Holy crap. Buzzy, okay. Let me just say this. This show has Norm from Cheers and Carl from Family Matters playing a gay couple. It does not get better than that, folks. And it's so good.
I didn't expect that one either.
No, it's so funny.
When they were arguing, I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh, they're married.
Yeah, and he has, Buzzy has a great line at the end of the show. I wrote it down. Charmaine asks, and this is also, again, this is a TBS joke, because I don't think you could have this joke on network TV. Charmaine asks, so you and your partner, who does the driving, who does the parking? And he says, oh man, I wrote it down. He says, honey, we've been together 42 years. That car's up on blocks. So good. Ah, I love Buzzy.
He's great. I wonder why he sold his barbershop.
I don't know.
I wonder if I feel like we'll figure that out later, but
probably just because it's, I mean,
but he's still there, so
yeah, he's older and probably just doesn't want to own it anymore, just wants the paycheck.
Maybe
likes cutting people's hair,
minimum wage,
yeah, plus tips, though. I mean,
I guess.
Plus the dream of playing baseball.
That's not him,
I know, but maybe. Maybe he wants to play softball or something.
Maybe he just wants to cut hair.
Who knows? Time will tell, everybody. Time will tell. Shall we get into predictions really quick, Jordana?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that. Prediction time. Ooh.
I'm on the wrong soundboard.
That's okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, thank you very much for that. So what? Hit me with your predictions. What do you think? What's going to happen? What are we going to see?
Okay. So I think AJ... Oh, God, AJ. AJ and, like I said before, Danny.
Yes.
Maybe not right away, but some kind of relationship is going to form after a while.
Mm-hmm.
AJ is going to be sad about this whole baseball thing, mm-hmm. I think, for a while, too. And then Ben. I feel like Ben's going to get nice, like, become a nice guy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's how I feel, just because... not that everyone's against him, but he sees that everyone's so friendly with each other. It's time for him to be friendly too.
I mean, I see your point, but I think that Ben now knows that because he did a nice thing,
yeah.
He has like a longer leash.
Okay, I see.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he's going to be a little bit ridiculous for a while.
Maybe.
And they'll have to pull him back in. Yeah. A little bit. But I agree with AJ and Danny. They're definitely going to end up together. But the only thing I'll add to that, for my prediction, is that at some point before AJ and Danny end up together, Danny and Ben are going to hook up and a drunken mistake or just out of randomness, I think it's going to happen.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. I know, America.
I don't know about that one. We'll see.
It's going to happen. And another prediction I have is about Mo.
Okay.
You may think...
Mo and Joy, that's what I think.
No, I think Mo and one of the Doyle sisters.
No.
That's it's not happening.
Nope.
It absolutely is happening. All right. Any other thoughts before we get out of here, Jordan?
No, not really. I'm just excited to see what happens next. I really enjoyed this first episode.
I did too. I'll just say it again. It's a cute, fun show.
Yeah.
It's simple.
It's relatable.
It's relatable. It's funny.
Yeah.
With just a tiny little healthy bit of edge.
Yeah. And it's great.
All and around. It has Ashley Tisdale in it. And I love Ashley Tisdale. So why don't we tell the people where they can find you?
So you can find me at Jordana_Morfin. And where can we find you?
You all can find me, Cameron Lewis, at The Only Cam Chef, Twitter and Instagram, CameronLewis.com, and here at AfterBuzz TV and a few other shows. See you later!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.